Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 81 years ago, today in 1944, Allied forces sealed a hard-fought breakthrough in the Ardennes, pushing back a last major German winter offensive and liberating besieged towns. That victory marked a decisive turning point that restored momentum to the Allied advance, shortening the road to final victory in Europe and boosting morale across armies and homelands. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 10 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:15 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 33 and a breezy northwest wind blowing at 10 to 16, gusting up to 26. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a chance of snow after 4 a.m., and a low around 25 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 6:15 with a high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be cloudy with snow likely and a high near 35 with new accumulation under 1 inch and southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday starts with a chance of snow early, then turns mostly sunny with highs near 38 and northwest winds up to 26 miles per hour. Christmas Day stays mostly cloudy with highs near 40 and a chance of mixed precipitation, returning Thursday night into Friday with highs around 41. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, during ski season, mountain officials across New England post daily weather reports that are both useful and entertaining. On Friday morning, Wachusett Mountain in Princeton reminded skiers to pack their ponchos, stating, "Precipitation, fog, and wind. Oh my. But there is no curveball that can be thrown that we can't handle." In contrast, Jiminy Peak announced a suspension of operations due to unfavorable conditions, while Jay Peak highlighted a season total of 194 inches of snow. Cranmore Mountain officials embraced the unpredictable weather, encouraging skiers to enjoy the fresh mountain air despite the rain. Over at Sunday River, officials declared, "Today is wet, windy, and unapologetically New England." Now on to sports. Drake May guided New England to a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns, rallying his team from an 11-point deficit to a 28-24 victory over Baltimore on Sunday night, which clinched a postseason spot for the Patriots and dealt a devastating blow to the Ravens' playoff hopes. Down 24-13 in the fourth quarter, May answered with a 37-yard scoring strike to Kyle Williams, and a 2-point conversion pass to Ramondre Stevenson made it a 3-point game with 9 minutes to play. After New England forced a punt, the Patriots drove 89 yards for the winning touchdown. The Ravens, who lost Lamar Jackson to a back injury in the second quarter, turned the ball over on their final drive on a fumble by Zay Flowers. And tonight on Monday Night Football, the 49ers are at the Colts at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. The odds favor the 49ers by 6 points. Against the spread, the 49ers are 9-5, while the Colts are 8-6. In a last meeting, the Colts defeated the 49ers 30-18 on October 24th. The 49ers' offense ranks 10th overall with a scoring rank of 11th. The Colts' offense ranks 8th overall with a scoring rank of 6th. Look out for 49ers wide receiver Joan Jennings, who caught 2 touchdown passes last game, bringing his total to 6 in the last 6 games. The key matchup will be San Francisco's run defense against Jonathan Taylor, who is chasing his second league rushing title. In local sports, the Indiana Pacers will face the Celtics tonight at 7:30 at the Garden. The Pacers enter the game after losing 4 consecutive matchups, sitting at 6 wins and 22 losses in the Eastern Conference. In contrast, the Celtics are 3rd in the Eastern Conference with a record of 17 wins and 11 losses. Boston leads the conference in team defense, allowing 110.5 points per game. Jaylen Brown is the Celtics' standout, averaging 29.3 points, while Pascal Siakam leads the Pacers with 23.8 points. In top news, Sony Group has agreed to acquire a 41% stake held by Canadian entertainment company WildBrain in Peanuts Holdings for $457.2 million. The Japanese conglomerate announced on Friday that 2 of its subsidiaries, Sony Music Entertainment Japan and Sony Pictures Entertainment, will purchase the stake for $630 million Canadian dollars. After this transaction, the subsidiaries will indirectly own an 80% equity interest in Peanuts, which will become a consolidated subsidiary of Sony. This transaction is subject to regulatory approvals and other closing conditions. In business news, stocks rallied on Friday, capping a mixed week for major averages in the final full trading week of 2025. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rose about 0.4%, while the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.7%. All 3 major indexes will enter the final 7 trading sessions of 2025 within 3% of record highs. Investors will focus on the prospects of a Santa Claus rally and upcoming economic data from the Conference Board. American consumers are entering the holidays with less joy as consumer sentiment remains significantly below last December's levels. Traders are hopeful for a Santa Claus rally despite lingering concerns about valuations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to $89,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,300. And XRP is up 0.5% to $1.92. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google has filed a lawsuit against SERP API, a company that offers tools to scrape content on the web, including Google's search results. SERP API is accused of violating the Copyright Act by using deceptive means to automatically access and take Google's search results at an astonishing scale. Google argues that its search results include a substantial amount of copyrighted content, including images. It alleges that SERP API undermines its investment in licenses by making the content available to other services that need not incur similar costs. Google asks the court to order SERP API to stop circumventing its restrictions against scraping. And in entertainment news, Avatar: Fire and Ash sets the box office ablaze with a scorching $345 million global premiere. The success of James Cameron's Fantasy threequel marks the fifth major weekend in a row at the domestic box office. Despite a downturn from Avatar: The Way of Water, each entry in the franchise has proven an enduring success, racking up hundreds of millions. New premieres occupied the leading spots, including the animated Christian film David, the erotic thriller The Housemaid, and the comical family film The SpongeBob Movie: Search for SquarePants. Cameron's franchise has now earned over $5.6 billion globally, breaking every record for profitability. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American economist and author, Milton Friedman. And he said, "Only a crisis, actual or perceived, produces real change. When that crisis occurs, the actions that are taken depend on the ideas that are lying around." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.